SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, grim projections about what Antarctica's melting ice will do to oceans. A Warren Jerry elder is removed from an event featuring Barack Obama. And in sport, Russia claims the IOC discriminates against its athletes. With the latest SBS News, I am Julien Heuillet. Australian scientists have made dire projections about what Antarctica's melting ice will do to global ocean health without rapid emissions cuts this decade. Most people know fossil fuel use is warming the planet, melting polar ice caps and pushing up sea levels. But ice loss is also disrupting water circulation in the deepest parts of the ocean. Now new modelling is pointing to a dramatic slowdown and the possible collapse of one such system that originates around Antarctica. Professor Matthew of the Australian Centre for Excellence in Antarctic Science says in the past overturning circulation has changed over the course of around 1,000 years, so a change over a few decades is dramatic.
When I was a kid learning oceanography, you know, the textbook description of the ocean cells had those two cells that I showed previously. They're iconic. They've been there for centuries and centuries, bringing up nutrients. And so to see the changes that we project playing out in a couple of decades, where you get the extinction of a water mass denser than a certain class, you know, within a few decades, is pretty impressive.
One of the senior Aboriginal elders of the Wurundjeri people was removed from an event featuring former United States President Barack Obama in Melbourne, accused of being difficult. According to a statement released by the Wurundjeri elders, Auntie Joy Murphy, who has welcomed several dignitaries in the past, such as the Dalai Lama and Nelson Mandela, asked event organizer Growth Faculty to make accommodations for a support person to accompany her to the event. She also requested to present a gift to the former US president, as is custom at these events, with the organizers not only declining her request but removing her from the ceremony altogether. The Wurundjeri community has expressed their disappointment at this development, pointing out that is a deep offense to all First Nations people. In the Northern Territory, the independent member of Mulka, Yingiya Guyula, has accused the local government of neglecting the presumption of innocence as debate to reform the Bail Act continues. Changes to the Act will mean alleged offenders and co-offenders of knife assaults will no longer assume bail, which the independent MP says could potentially imprison innocent bystanders. Mr. Guyula says a backlog in the territory's Supreme Court means those contesting charges would be jailed for almost a year.
There are currently no Supreme Court trial dates for the rest of this year. So anybody today that is in custody that denies their criminal charge is going to be sitting in jail until at least next year.
The New South Wales government has announced an independent review into a mass fish kill in the Darling River to prevent future environmental catastrophes. The new Premier Chris Minns and Environment Minister Penny Sharp travelled to the far western New South Wales town of Menindee, the site of the fish death, on Wednesday, to receive a briefing on the mass death event. Penny Sharp told the ABC the review will try to confirm the cause of the fish death and identify ways to prevent them in the future.
Conditions that led to it, we kind of understand that. Unprecedented flooding, a massive amount of growth of these particular type of fish, and then they kind of died as the oxygen went down. But so we want to understand how we can do that, how we can predict that, whether the way in which, you know, the rivers and the lakes are managed can try and manage for that better in the future.
And to sports, a Russian government spokesman says the International Olympic Committee's latest guidelines that permit athletes from Russia and Belarus to compete in international tournaments as neutrals contain elements of discrimination. All athletes from Russia and its nearby ally Belarus were banned from participating in most international competitions last year due to the invasion of Ukraine. Yet new guidelines released by the IOC on Tuesday aim to reintegrate them to world sporting events. However, the guidelines have sparked outrage from Russian authorities, with Russian government spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying his country is prepared to defend the rights of its athletes.
Such recommendations were characterized as containing elements of discrimination, which is unacceptable. As for us, we are convinced that we will continue to defend the interests of our athletes in every possible way. Of course, we will continue contact with the International Olympic Committee in order to protect the interests of our athletes.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.